TJ here from Anime and Us. Sean and I are pretty bad at labeling and organizing our recordings, so we lost our Attack on Titan review. It's on one of the computers we edit a record on. We'll find it eventually. It'll be up next week, but I didn't want to leave you peoples without an actual episode this week, so here's another solo review. Sorry about that, but Attack on Titan will come in next week, and I hope you can deal with me rambling for however long this next review is. Sorry, I know it's not really the format of the show, and these episodes aren't really that popular, but hey, I gotta give you something. So, until the next review, thanks for listening, people. Here's your solo review. Bye. Welcome to episode 4 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ, and this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. So we're still continuing on with Ruby. We're going into episodes 6 and 7 here, the Emerald Forest. The episodes together are about 10 minutes. The second part of it was only like 4 total, so it should be quick. Try to get it to at least 10 minutes, but I don't know if I can ramble on that long for something that really doesn't have it. So the first thing I want to point out is that I am still really, really liking the show. The action is actually pretty solid. The characters are getting a little annoying from time to time, but I mean, it's still I kind of forgive it because of its earliness of the animation and everything else, and so it's still kind of new to it as far as I can tell. Yeah, so yeah, let's get started here. So we pick up right where we left off from the first step. We're in the forest, and we pick up on Yang walking through and end up fighting some bear grim things, and they don't manage to hit her, but they manage to get a piece of her hair, and she freaks out and has some anger issues. I'm starting to get a little concerned with Aang here. She's got some anger psychotic issues here. I mean, she's been shown to be a little nuts throughout the thing, but it's getting a little much here. But so this episode is pretty much broken up into 4 different sections, and they pair off the 8 main characters, and there's one little scene in the second part of the episode with, I think her name is Glinda. Is it Glinda? I don't know if I'm confusing her with the witch from the Wizard of Oz and Ozpin the headmaster, where they are evaluating the people, and Glinda is not convinced that Jean belongs here, and she thinks Nora's annoying and stuff like that. But that was literally like 30 seconds. The rest of it focuses on the parents of Yang and Blake, who end up finding each other, so they're gonna be partners. It is Pira and Jean, which we found out last episode, Ruby and Weiss, which we also found out last episode, and then Ren and Nora end up paired together, although there's not much of a scene with them two together. The most annoying part of the groups is definitely Ruby and Weiss, because they do nothing but fight throughout the entire episode. And I get that's character development, but it gets annoying when it's just constant. But the gist of it is, Ruby wants to be treated as an equal, thinks Weiss is uptight, whereas Weiss thinks she's just a kid and is acting irrationally. And that's pretty much it. They just show those, the scenes with them are just those two fighting. In the beginning, Weiss is surrounded by Wolf Grimm, and Ruby comes in and attacks when Weiss is trying to attack, and they can't get along teamwork-wise, personality-wise, or anything else. And that's pretty much their arc. Then there's Yang and Blake. Yang fights off those two bear, like you said, and then Blake comes in and helps her with the other one, and there's not much to it. They walk through the forest, they find a temple that they need to find, which has chess pieces on it, and some of them are already missing, so some of the other blackened characters from that they showed must have been there already. But the chess pieces are gold and black, and this is just a little bit of a chess ramp, but it's usually white and black chess pieces, and I've never heard of gold and black. There's been other colors for the white side of things, but it's just a little strange that there was gold, but maybe it's just a color palette thing for visual representation. It doesn't really matter. I just thought it was odd that they chose gold. Anyway, Yang and Blake find the temple, and they pick up a yellow horse, or a yellow knight, I should say, for those who are familiar with chess turns, the horse pieces of the knights. If you are, sorry for the stupefied version of it. And that's it. At the end of the episode, they hear a girl screaming and Ruby falling from the sky, which brings us to probably the best sequence in it, Sean and Pyrrha, and then Ren and Nora. Sean gets cut by a tree by accident because Sean's just comic relief. There's all kinds of shenanigans with him. He's just there to be like a normal person in a crazy, overpowered world at school with all these kids who can kill demons and monsters without any hesitation. But Pyrrha asks him if he knows what his aura is, and apparently this is where they go into an explanation of aura and the Grimm, how aura is like a force. Well, John simplifies it by saying that it's like a force field, but it essentially, I guess, enhances their power and heals them and lets them block off some attacks and things like that. And then Pyrrha explains how every living thing has an aura and can do this, and she uses her own aura to release Jean, who hasn't released this because he's clearly not a fighter at all. He's just a fraud. But yeah, and she explains how everything has an aura except for the monsters, the Grimm, because they don't have no soul, because your aura is an extension of your soul. It's very philosophical, and I kind of really like the explanation and the lore drop there. But while she's having that conversation, Ren is by himself, and he comes across this giant black Grimm snake. I hated this because the fighting wasn't excellent or that everything about it wasn't good. It's just, I'm terrified of snakes and hate these anything with snakes in it. So it was kind of terrifying for me, especially when the second snake came out, the giant white snake, it was black and white yin yang kind of thing going on there, which was, I found kind of odd because no other Grimm seemed to be pure white and red like that white snake was, because all the other Grimm are mostly black with like white spots, but the white snake was completely different. But yeah, so that was strange. But Ren kicks the crap out of them, decapitates one by punching it in the face, which was pretty awesome. And I don't think they show how he killed the second one, but after he kills that snake, Nora pops down from the tree and boops him on the nose, indicating that they're the last team to get paired up. So yeah, Ren and Nora. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it, except for Jean and Pyrrha find a cave at the same time that Blake and Yang find a temple, and Jean thinks it is the temple. So he makes a torch, him and Pyrrha go into the cave, and they think they find the relic, but no, it's this giant scorpion. And then that's where Jean cries, and Yang thinks there's a girl screaming, because he screams like a girl, and then he cries as he's being like shooken out, and then he's thrown across the floor, leaving Pyrrha there alone, and she runs away from the scorpion in a very cartoonish fashion. Yeah, I mean, it's very short, but a lot happened in the episode, considering a lot of action and a lot of character development in it. I particularly liked the lore drop and the action in particular. What was strange to me, though, is that the parents were interesting, but they didn't feel like typical parents. Blake and Yang have a lot of chemistry, and I don't, like, I've completely stayed away from at all knowledge of the show. I know it's very big on shipping and relationships, but I have, and I know it's a bit, like, fandom can be a bit toxic in that way, so I have no idea what it is. So, but Blake and Yang seem to have have chemistry. Yang and Ruby fight like an old married couple already, so not Yang and Ruby, Weiss and Ruby fight like an old married couple, which is felt like they should, they were together. Nora and Ren feel like they've been together forever, and then Pyrrha and John feel very romantic, like that's where this story is going. It felt like four individual dates, essentially, except, you know, different outcomes. It was very strange. It felt like really early on they were going for that kind of feel, but I could be just reading into it because of my knowledge of how the shipping and stuff is in this show. But like, without the context. I just know it's just a big thing. But anyway, yeah, that's about it. There's nothing... It's hard to give a full-blown review when I'm doing one episode at a time, because these episodes are literally only 10 minutes. The first one was maybe 6, and the second one was 4, like I mentioned earlier. So it was like a 10-minute episode, and not a lot of things happened. But I think later on, the episodes get longer, so there'll probably be more in-depth reviews then. But until then, yeah, that's all I have to say. I still really like it, and still looking forward to continuing on with it, and I guess that's it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. This is a podcast, so thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later, peoples. Bye.